Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn your hearts and minds to this time of prayer, putting ourselves in God's presence and believing Jesus is here with us. Whenever we turn our hearts inward, focus our mind and attention to his presence in our soul through baptism, he's there. He eagerly wants to speak to us, and we believe that. We believe that you're here, Jesus, that you want to speak, that you want to give us grace, that you want to encourage and inspire us. We hope in you, hope in your presence and your kindness, hope in your real interest in me, my life, my things, my concerns, my spiritual growth, my union with you, my holiness. And I hope that you are that caring God that is interested in all these things and will give me all the graces I need. And I love you. I love you, Lord, for your kindness. I love you for your presence, for the graces. I love you for the community of brothers that you've given me, community of believers, followers of you, other Catholic men and women, community. I love you for that. The support I find in those other men and women of faith. And I humble myself now in this time of prayer, asking you to speak, opening my mind and heart, my hands to receive the grace you want to give me. Just a beggar here asking. I'm grateful for anything you want to give me. Grateful for any inspiration or any light. I turn my attention to Matthew 25, 1 to 13. As I read it, I imagine Jesus speaking these words to the disciples, maybe on the side of the road, maybe in one of the homes, maybe out in the field. Jesus told his disciples this parable: the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed and they all became drowsy and fell asleep, at midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." The wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." As we head into this time of the church year where the end times readings, the judgment readings, the readings of those last things, the ultimate things of life are meditated on, it's always a good time, Jesus, for me to refocus, right? Examine, think about my relationship with you in light of eternity. And so I receive this parable as a beautiful invitation of how to prepare, how to see the kingdom of heaven, right? And what it will be like and what it is like. The first thing I hear in this parable, Jesus, is that these virgins wanted to meet you, went out to meet you. They're virgins in relation to the bridegroom. Right? That's who they are. They're there at the service of the bridegroom, to wait for the bridegroom, to look for the bridegroom. That's just who they are. One could say it's their job, it's their vocation, it's they've agreed to, they've come into the program of the royal court, and that they're virgins for the king or for friends of the bridegroom, and so they're waiting. That's their role. And there's a parallel to Jesus. That's who I am, as a baptized Catholic, as a priest. My whole life is about you, about the bridegroom, waiting, preparing. And that's who I am. And so the kingdom, those who are kind of in the kingdom, pursuing the kingdom, that's what we're called to be, people who are waiting with anticipation, the return of the bridegroom, the appearance of the bridegroom. So it's all about preparation and waiting, being ready, as long as that takes. And so it's foolish for me or anyone to take on that role and be unprepared. If I know my job's to wait for the bridegroom, I come with supplies needed to wait as long as that is. Maybe it's presumptuous if I think I know him. I'll just show up with the immediate. He'll be there. No big deal. Or I'll deal with it when he delays, right? That kind of presumption that I don't have to come prepared. And I hear in this, Jesus, an invitation to me that no one can prepare my heart to persevere in waiting for the bridegroom, that no one in the kingdom can abdicate their responsibility to someone else to be prepared, to await the return of the bridegroom. That's a very personal invitation and responsibility. It's a gift we're all given to be attendants of the bridegroom, virgins assigned to his court and to wait. We're all invited to wait for his return as baptized Christians, but no one can do the waiting for me. No one can do the preparation for me. The oil I need, the love I need, the faith I need, the preparation, the perseverance in faith is only me. Now, certainly, Jesus, you're there to give me grace. You're there to help me be vigilant and continue and wait. But I can't pass off that responsibility to anyone else. Jesus, I also feel an invitation then to be sure I'm doing all that it takes to keep that relationship with you fresh. To be investing the time, the energy, the concern, the vigilance over our friendship. My times of prayer, my attention to liturgy, my spontaneous visits to you in the chapel, stopping by the church, the occasional sacrifices that I voluntarily offer up to remind myself that this isn't my final resting place, that I'm made for heaven. All those things I do to cultivate our friendship, how important they are, Jesus, and no one can do them for me. And a final thought is the wise one is the one who prepares. That's wisdom. Wisdom is investing in that relationship, in that knowledge that my whole life is a preparation for the return of the bridegroom to enter into his wedding feast. That's the wisest investment of time, energy, concern, focus. Everything else is secondary. And that the entering into a feast with you is guaranteed, will happen, is coming, the feast of the Eucharist now, but the feast of your heavenly banquet in all eternity, that's coming, and he will return, and I need to be ready. And that's the wisest thing I can do. Jesus, help me prepare the rest of this day and invite those meditating, take some time to talk to Jesus about this, how you're preparing, how you're living, what implications that has, any changes that need to happen in your mind and in your way of using your time in order to be more wise, more prepared, more focused on that relationship, and then formulate your resolution for the rest of the day. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.